The Couple Next Door.
Dishes and things like that myself, then I'll know where things are when I unpack. And
good morning.
Well, good morning, Betsy,
good morning,
darling.
Dear.
You wearing shorts to school?
School doesn't start until tomorrow, dear.
Oh, I thought it was
I don't want to go to school again either.
Oh. Well, sure you do. Look, school's lots of fun. You enjoy these years. Believe me, they're the best years of your life.
I don't think so. I can't wait until I grow up.
Well, who was it said it's a shame to waste youth on the young? They don't appreciate it.
George Bernard Shaw, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, there's the mailman already.
Oh, I'll get it. You know, it's about time my birth certificate arrived, isn't it? I sent for it 2 weeks ago.
Betsy, eat your breakfast now, darling, so I can get through. I got to bathe the baby and get at the packing again.
If I didn't go to school tomorrow, then I could stay home and help you with the packing, Mommy.
That's very sweet of you, Mom. Mommy'd rather you went to school and learned a lot of interesting things. You should be glad you have a chance to get a good education.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to the Bightner's. Elmer said she had 2 good boxes I could have. She's going off to dentist, so I said I'd come down early. You eat your breakfast now. Tell Daddy the coffee is on the stove.
All right, Mommy.
For Pete's sake. What? Look at this.
Your coffee's on the stove, Daddy.
Well, look,
when you look at this, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Look at what?
My birth certificate. It just... Where's your mother?
She went down to the Bightner's to get some boxes.
Well, go get her. Go get her. Tell her to get back home here at once. Well, for Pete's sake, where have you been?
Down at the Bightner's, getting some boxes.
Didn't Betsy come down there and tell you I wanted to see you right away?
Yes, well, she came down there and said you wanted to see me.
Well,
honestly, and now she stayed down there to play with Jackie, and she hasn't finished her breakfast. Oh, really? Betsy!
Look, never mind, will you? Never mind.
Betsy!
I told Betsy I wanted to see you at once.
Well, she did, dear, but you get so excited over everything, I didn't pay much attention.
Well, that's
when
fine.
You do,
well,
dear.
Look, I think I've got a right to get a little bit excited. Will you please pay attention? Look at this. Look, my birth certificate arrived. Look at it.
Well, for goodness sake. What's it mean?
I don't know. I don't know what it means. I can't make any sense out of it at all. Look at the name that's listed there. A.Z. Percy Piper.
Well, obviously, it's not yours.
That's what I thought. But now look down here.
What?
My birthday, June 28th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the year I was born.
Yeah?
Those are my parents, Maud and Chauncey mm-hmm. Piper. The hospital I was born in. At least that's where Mother said I was born.
Well, isn't that funny?
You ought to know. Funny, I hardly think that's a word for it. It's just plain nutty. What does it mean?
Well, I don't know, dear. Well, just say you were a boy.
Yeah, I think we know that.
Well, I just meant that perhaps... What's the name again?
Just 2 initials, A and Z, and then the name Percy.
Well, I can understand the A, but why was it just listed as an initial, and why the Z?
Why the Percy? My middle name's Preston.
Yes, of course they both begin with P. Maybe your middle name isn't Preston after all.
Oh, of course it's Preston. I was named after my father's mother, and the Prestons always made a big thing out of it.
Well, I wouldn't get all excited over it. Obviously, there's some mistake, dear. Probably just a typographical error.
Look, this is presumably my legal birth certificate.
Yes, I know, but maybe the clerk who registered it was a new girl or something, or temporary help, and got it wrong.
Got it wrong for the love of my... Your birth certificate isn't something you want printed wrong.
Well, you don't want anything printed wrong, but sometimes it happens. There's always a human element when people are involved. The margin for error.
Well, by gosh, I think I'll call the Dodge County Courthouse and find out...
You're more sensible, I should think, to call your mother.
Yeah, by golly, I will. I certainly will. I'll call her right now. Gotten anybody yet. Mother doesn't answer, so I called over to Aunt Effie's. Nobody answered there, so I'm calling Aunt Martha.
Long distance. You're going to have a nice bill.
I can't help it.
How do you think I should pack all the pictures?
I don't know. Boy, the more I look at this A.Z. Percy Piper, my birth certificate,
I am sure it is just a typographical error.
Well, it better be something like that. But don't you remember how funny Aunt Effie acted when I told her I was sending away for my birth certificate?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes. And your mother called last week, which was funny. Remember
yes,
I told you about that?
Yes.
How surprised I was, because she never calls long distance unless it's terribly important.
No.
And she said Aunt Effie had told her you'd sent for the birth certificate, and she asked had it arrived yet, and I said no, and she acted very funny. Remember
I know,
you told
me that.
Yes,
I did. Remember now another funny thing that happened. You know
what?
When we were... Wait a minute. Hello? Aunt Martha? Yeah, listen, is Mother over at your house? No. I'm calling long distance. Look, I have got to talk to her, Aunt... It is very important. Where do you think she is? No. Nobody's sick. The point is, listen to me. Can you hear me? I got my birth certificate today, and... What? What do you mean, oh, dear? What do you know about it?
Tell her what it says.
Look, Aunt Martha, I've got it right in front of me here.
Tell her what it says,
Tony. Yes, be quiet, will you? My name is listed A.Z. Percy Piper. A.Z. Percy Pye. I'd certainly like to know what in Sam Hill's... Aunt Martha, wait a minute. Look, I can tell from the way you're acting, you know something about... Wait a... Hold on a minute. Oh, hello. Hello.
What did she say?
Well, I don't know. She got all fluttery and frantic and yelled something about applesauce.
Applesauce?
And, I mean, applesauce on the stove that was burning, and she'd find Mother right away and have her call me.
Well, isn't that strange? Now, look, when we drove over there last weekend,
yes,
I remember...
Yes, that's what I started to tell you. Now, what? Mother asked me then if my birth certificate had arrived, and I said no, and she looked so darn funny.
Uh-huh.
She started to say something, just then Dad walked into the room, and she got all red and flustered and said, don't mention this to your father, and then we left before I could ask her what she meant by that.
Uh-huh. It's well, now, calm down. Now, calm down.
Well,
is calm it? Down. I'm sure there is some logical explanation.
A.Z. Percy Piper. A.Z. Percy Piper. I mean, why would a baby be listed with just initials, anyhow?
You suppose you had a twin or something? You know, maybe died or...
It doesn't say twins. I'm just one. I mean, anyhow, even with twins, it'd be separate birth certificates, wouldn't there?
Yes, I suppose. Well, dear, it is late. You better get to work.
Get to work? How can I work? Something like this hanging over my head. I'm going to wait for Mother to call. Aunt Martha said she thought she was at Nina Jensen. She was just going to run over and tell her to call me back. I'm going to wait.
Percy, that's A.Z. Percy Piper. Now, why the initials, especially the Z?
Yeah, well, the Percy is what gets me. My middle name is Preston.
Darling, calm down. I'm still sure it's just some typographical error.
Can you have a typographical error on a birth certificate? That makes it legal. Apparently, this is how I'm registered. How do you go about changing something registered legally, even if it is a mistake?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure it can be done now, dear.
Besides, with Mother and Aunt Effie and Aunt Martha all acting so demented about this, you can't tell me there isn't more to this than meets the eye.
Yes,
now, there's
yes,
something
yes.
very,
How
very
come you
funny.
Never sent for your birth certificate before
well,
and
I
found
don't
out?
Know. I don't know. Just never had any need for it. Have you got yours?
Well, no. I never had any reason for sending for mine either.
You know, if I hadn't had to get a passport, I wouldn't have sent for it now.
You think you will have to go to South America on business?
I don't know. It's the least of it right now.
Probably send you just as we're moving into the new house. I'll have all that moving to do myself.
Yeah, I know. It's always the way.
It'd be kind of funny if your middle name really is Percy. Now, don't glare at me. For goodness sakes, can't you take a joke?
A joke?
Well, if it is and you don't really care about the name, you can always use... Just the middle initial, which is about all you do anyhow, dear.
Look, it doesn't seem to penetrate your mind that apparently all I've got legally right now are two first initials and the name Percy.
But I'm sure there's some good explanation.
Well, by golly, my mother better have a good one. And if she doesn't call back, I'm going to take the day off and drive over there.
Why don't you come out and finish your breakfast,
Get
anyhow.
To the bottom of this. Breakfast, I couldn't eat a thing. I just don't understand it. Feels as though this was some kind of a nightmare or something.
I'll get you a cup of coffee, dear. I'm sure your mother will call in a few minutes. I'll try to calm down.
Suddenly I find that legally I'm a different person and she tells me to calm down.
Well,
but Peter, can't you say, who am I? What is this all about?
Oh, there's your call. Oh, Betsy, tell Daddy to come here. Daddy! Hello? Yes? Oh, he's been waiting for you to call.
Mother,
yes.
Is that my mother?
Yes, he's right here. Here. She sounds very upset.
Give me the... She's upset. What about me for... Hello, Mother? Yes? Mother, look, did Aunt Martha tell you I got my birth? Well, look, the name that's listed is A.Z. Percy Piper. Now, just who in Sam Hill is it? Huh? No, I didn't call Dad at the store. Anyhow, why shouldn't I tell him?
What's the matter with Daddy, Mother?
Huh?
Darling, why don't you go outside and play, dear?
Well, why can't you explain it over the phone?
Huh?
Mother, listen, will you calm down, please? Will you just calm down? Well, I'm a little bit upset myself. Look, Mother, now I'm sorry, but either explain it to me or I'm going to drive over there today and... Well, why? What has Dad got to do with it? Oh, all right, Mother. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but all right. All right, well, now calm down and just tell me one thing. Mother, is it correct? Is that the way I was registered legally?
Is it, dear?
All right, Mother. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Goodbye.
Didn't she want to talk over the phone?
No.
She catching the bus over here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, she must have said something. I mean, is it correct? Are you...
She wouldn't even say. And I'm not to say a word of this to my dad or any of the relatives on his side of the family until she explains.
Why, do you suppose?
I don't know. But I suspect because I wasn't named Preston after his mother.
And then your middle name is probably...
Percy.
What's the matter with Daddy?
Nothing, dear. Daddy's had kind of a shock, you might say. Now, you run outside and play, and just think your grandma's coming to visit tomorrow.
Oh, goody.
Yes. Now, you go on outside and play. Run along, Betsy. Go on, dear. Go on, darling. Now, honey, don't even think any more about it until your mother comes tomorrow.
A.Z. Percy Piper. Percy.